Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
As we experience yet another mass shooting, especially here in our own backyard in Thousand Oaks that just happened two nights ago, you sit there and you try to find answers. You try to ask why. And obviously, you know, I don't know if there is an answer. But what we can do is unite and grieve together, encourage each other, give each other hope. And we want to share with you something that happened towards the end of our show yesterday when we were opening up the phone lines for you to call in and vent and talk about the shooting that just happened in Thousand Oaks. And one of our listeners, her name is Paige, called in, a survivor from Route 91 mass shooting. And her words were amazing. And we just want to share that moment in case you missed it, because it was towards the end of the show. We're just going to play it in its entirety and hopefully it can help you, give you hope with whatever you're going through right now. Paige from Thousand Oaks, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you so much for reaching out, Paige. We know you are a survivor of Route 91, the mass shooting that happened in Las Vegas. And here we are now in your hometown of Thousand Oaks at another country western event. Please let us know what's on your mind, what's on your heart this morning.
You know, it's just really unfortunate that it just keeps happening, and you never really think it's gonna happen to you, and then it happens, and then, you know, a little over a year later, it happens again. It's just, you know, we keep reliving it, but, you know, the country music community and the Thousand Oaks community, we're really strong, and we all come together, and, you know, I just think that hate doesn't get to win. It doesn't get to win. They, you know, all these people that are setting these things up and wreaking terror on our communities, you know, we're going to come together and we're going to fight and we're going to be stronger than, you know, that one night that they pulled. And, you know, my prayers and thoughts go out to all of our families and our friends and anybody that was there. And, you know, anybody needs anything, we're all here, and there's so much support and love for you guys. And, you know, it's just so sad that our community is going through it.
Again, I just texted my friends who were at Route 91 last year, just that I love them, because I know this can be such a hard day for you to see these news stories and to have it happen in your backyard and to relive some of your own traumas. And I don't have anything to say to any of my friends that survived it. Some of my best friends from college, but just I love you, man. Like, I know today waking up to that has got to be painful.
As someone who's gone through this before, what are your words of wisdom, and how, like, family members and just people of the community can help each other? Like, well, what would you say?
You know, hug your family, be around your family, be around your friends. There's a lot of support groups to go to. I know sometimes people are ashamed to admit that they're hurting or that, you know, they're still affected by it weeks and months later, but, you know, you take care of it. It's still something that, you know, you have to, you know, live through, and you have to, like, overcome, you know, those things that scare you and not wanting to be in crowds anymore and all that stuff. Just reach out for help. Reach out for, you know, everybody's here for you. You're not alone.
Paige, it's one thing for us to say, let's not allow hate, terror to rob us of our joy, to rob us of the opportunity to continue enjoying life and each other. It's one thing for us to say, because at least here in this room, none of us have experienced a mass shooting or being involved in one.
Right.
But hearing it from you, like, you went through this a year ago, it just gives me chills. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for giving us that encouragement and that hope for our community. So thank you so much for calling in and giving those words of hope.
Of course, guys, always, you know.
Yeah, we love you. We're here for you. I mean, if we can offer anything in this platform, in this studio, it's to even our country music family, our friends, people that are part of our lives. Like, we're here for you for the tragedy. We're here for you for the support.
Yeah, and we're a family, and that's the thing. If anything, this is a time when we need to come together and be there for each other and talk about it and be as positive as we can.
So, Paige, again, thank you. We love you, and thank you for, again, your words of hope. And just to remind us to really enjoy our loved ones, mm-hmm. every moment of life, because the next moment's not guaranteed.
Right.
And we got to enjoy and love and respect each other no matter what. So thank you, Paige.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and I love you. Have a great day.
We absolutely love Paige as well. So amazing. Coming from a survivor. to be able to speak those words. And just definitely wanted to share that with you guys this morning.
Yes, it's just having that, you know, the foresight to see that, yes, it hurts. Yes, we're angry. Yes, some of us are afraid who haven't gone through something like this. Just vicariously experiencing it, seeing the footage on news outlets, wondering why that happened. We always have that need to know why something happened specifically. You know, we don't know. There may be no answer to why, but there are answers to how we can improve things and how we can keep supporting each other and not let these things really, really ruin what it is, the joys of being alive.
Absolutely. And what there is answers to is how to help, right? And we have two ways for you to help up on our social media right now, at 97.1 Amp Radio on Twitter and on our Instagram, okay? If you go to our Instagram, you go to stories, you're going to find two flyers they can just swipe up on, and they're going to take you directly to a link to donate money and another link to donate blood. Okay, so at 97.1 Amp Radio on Instagram and Twitter. And if anything good can come out of any difficult moment that our community goes through, is the fact of how united we are at this moment and looking out for each other. And that's a beautiful thing, right?
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.